Basically, they would bhajan nandis, they would do bhajan all day in some cave, secluded. It is not possible for everyone.
What's your question?
And my question is that everybody has their different nature.
Yeah, that's true.
And not everybody can sit in asana like this.
Nobody can.
No,
that's your more to the point.
So my question is that even if like somebody is more rajasic or...
What are you trying to say? Figure it out and ask your question.
So my question
speaking the whole encyclopedia.
I mean my question is that if somebody has different nature...
So let them be, do their thing. Okay, listen. Bhakti is like Krishna, very merciful and very magnanimous. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, kayate suyate, Krishna nam lau. Whether you're eating or sleeping, chant the name of Krishna. Kayate means eating, suyate means sleeping. Whether you're eating or sleeping. So there's no hard and fast rules. Niyamata smarane nakala. Niyamata. What is it? Yeah, the second verse of Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya said there's no hard and fast rules. Forget about K's and sitting straight or this or that. Just do bhakti bhajan anyway. The main thing is fixing the mind on Krishna. Fix your mind on Krishna and anywhere and anyhow you can do it. There's that verse, Smartavya Sadatam. Smartavya Sadatam Vishnu. Vishmartya Najatuchit. Sarva Nisheda. Of all the rules and regulations, the main rule is always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's the verse. Prabhupada quoted all the time. Smartavya Satatam Vishnu. Always remember Krishna or Vishnu. Don't worry about K's or no K's. Sit in an AC room, turn the AC to 20 degrees. Nice. And sit in your chair and chant Java. Meditate and Leela. You talk about different natures. Your nature maybe is to be a yogini or be a yogi. That's okay. So you can be like that. But most people can't be. Bodies are weak. First canto Bhagavatam says Manda Sumanda Matiyo. Mati means conception, intelligence, thinking process. Is Manda. Manda means slow. We're very slow. We're very slow and very dull in Kali Yuga. So that's why bhakti is so beautiful, because there's no restriction. So what do you want to say exactly?
If you want to do that kind of bhajan, but you don't have these qualities, but if you do forcefully, then it will not be equal. You need to kind of live according to qualities.
Yeah, okay, you're making a point about if you don't have you don't have goodness in your mind, it's very difficult to meditate. Jiva Goswami says that. What's that term?
Antakaran.
Shoot Antakaran. Antakaran means your mind and intelligence should be pure. So that's why we emphasize hearing and chanting as the first limbs of bhakti. So generally most people take up Ragmarg, which entails Lila Smaran, after some years of doing bhakti bhajan. So should start immediately Raghunandu Bhakti Bhajan. It's rare unless someone has practiced in last life. You can practically see and experience anyone who's practicing Rag Marg generally has some years behind them in Vaidhi Sadhana in this life. That's a practical experience. So you chant Hare Krishna mantra as many rounds as you can chant or whatever your guru orders you to do. And then at a certain point your mind becomes calm and still, and then you can meditate. You're quite right. You can't just meet somebody and tell them to start meditating. It's not possible. Jiva Goswami says it'll be a failure. Jiva Goswami explains four steps in chanting Hare Krishna. Or five, I forget, four. So first is in Hare Krishna mantra, japa. They realize that Krishna's name is Krishna's form. That's stage one. Second stage, when you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, after seeing the perceived the form of Krishna, then you'll feel the qualities of Krishna. 64 qualities. That's stage two. And stage three, first stage you realize the name is Krishna. Second stage you'll see the form of Krishna. Third stage you'll chant Hare Krishna and realize and perceive the qualities of Krishna. Fourth stage, you just by chanting Hare Krishna, Leelas will appear in your mind. So this is what he explains in Bhakti Sandarbha. He's not into rushing it. So you can try to meditate and you'll see where you fall flat on your face. But if you don't fall flat on your face, then you're lucky. Because a lot of people are carrying over their practice from last life. Like you said, people are at different stages. So you can try, because that the goal is smaran. In Rag Marg, the goal is Lila Smaran. Our goal is prema. The goal of every Krishna Bhakti is Krishna prema. Prema Pamartha Mahan. The great goal of life is Krishna prema. Part of Krishna prema is to meditate on Krishna's Leela. Classic Kaliya Leela Smaran. So we attain the goal by practice. No practice, no perfection. Drops of water wear away stone. So first you have to have an appetite or desire to do smaran. That comes by reading books about Leela and getting some taste. It's not ruchi at the stage of bhakti bhajan after nishta, but it's called ruchi. Jiva Goswami comments on Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. You should have ruchi for the subject. It means ruchi has the meaning taste. Taste to follow the residents of Vrindavan, like Rupa Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. You read the books, you like it, I want to be there, I want to be part of it. Then you try. You fall asleep, and your mind jumps here and there. Okay, chant more japa, then try some of this one. They go together, japa and smaran, and they go back to back. Japa nourishes smaran, and smaran nourishes japa. This is called through Siddha Bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering. Hearing Krishna's name, chanting Krishna's name, and remembering Krishna's form and qualities and pastimes. But if you remember Krishna's pastimes, you automatically have Krishna's form and qualities all there. The nature, you're talking about nature, there's two natures. There's Atma Svabhav and Sharira Svabhav. The nature of the body, Sharira Svabhav, and Atma Svabhav. The nature of the Atma. The nature of the Atma is to love Krishna and remember Krishna every moment. The gopis love Krishna and remember Krishna every moment. The gopis are doing, remembering Krishna every moment, plus doing everything else, plus washing clothes, plus cooking meals, plus milking cows, everything they're doing, but they're remembering Krishna. Love and remembrance are synonymous. You love someone, you think about them, you can't stop thinking about them. That's the meaning of love. You dream about the person you love, you think about them, you talk to them, you're absorbed in them. The gopis are for perfect example of that. There's one verse in chapter 10, canto, chapter 29, it says, Krishna grihita manasa. It says, Krishna grihita manasa. That Krishna, grihita means seized. He seized, he captured the minds of the gopis. He stole their minds. We translate stole, but it means he seized them. He just like grabbed their minds. Krishna, grihita manasa. They are always remembering Krishna. So you say, but the nature of the body, the soul, pure souls are absorbed in prema and smaran. That's all they do. They remember Krishna every moment and serve him. So we can't remember Krishna every moment. So we do this related services, puja, and study shastra, and all different things we do, sing kirtan. But the ultimate issue is to think of Krishna. The gopis, actually the gopis pray to Yogamaya. They pray to Krishna, please help us forget you. The gopis are praying, you don't get out of our mind, get out of our mind, we can't do our housework. We start, washing the pots, we drop the pots, because we're thinking of you, oh Krishna, boom, boom. I drop on my toe, it hurts. Clay pots, I cook a big clay pot, Krishna got out of my mind, I got to wash the pots. They're praying to get Krishna out of their mind. We're praying, oh Krishna, please help me remember, please help me remember. My mind is so much shape, so much distraction going here and there. So do whatever you can. Do whatever you can to remember Krishna. That's the main thing. Keep your senses moving. Like the motto of the Indian Railway. What is the motto of the Indian Railway? Yeah. Indian train, choo-choo-choo, railroad train, railway. What is the motto, M-O-T-T-O?
Keep going.
Keep the wheels moving. Like almost. Keep the wheels moving, because the wheels are moving, the people are going, and paying, traveling. So keep the wheels moving. So what, I'm not done, be quiet. So what's the motto of the bhakta? Keep Krishna in your mind. Keep remembering Krishna. That's why I have pictures on his dashboard. We got a little Krishna on our car dancing. We're driving a car. Oh. Somehow remember Krishna. Well, wait a second. Anybody else?